Football Federation bans Danish football team from wearing human rights for all shirts in Qatar. By Chris Tomlinson on November 11, 2022. The Danish men's national football team has been banned by FIFA from wearing training tops at the World Cup in Qatar, which draws attention to the country's human rights violations. The Danish national side wanted to print the phrase "human rights for all" on the tops the team would use during their training at the World Cup, which is being hosted this month in Qatar. However, FIFA, the world regulatory body for football, has banned the Danes from printing the slogan on their tops after an application to the organization was denied, Swedish newspaper Aftonbladet reports. "We have sent an application to FIFA, but the answer is no. We are sorry for that, but we have to take it into account," Jacob Jensen of the Danish Football Association said. Gianni Infantino, the president of FIFA, has previously stated that he wished to see politics take a backseat to football at the World Cup this year. However, the Danes are not the only team to have issues with the World Cup host country. Last year in March, the Norwegian national football team wore shirts for their first World Cup qualifier against Gibraltar that stated human rights on and off the pitch. "I have the impression that very many players are interested in this, care about it, and wish to do something to try to contribute in a good way," footballer Martin Ødegaard stated at the time. Former FIFA president Sepp Blatter has also criticized having Qatar host the World Cup, stating earlier this week, "It was a mistake," and added, "It was based on a decision when I was president, and therefore I bear part of the responsibility for it." There have been allegations of corruption in the vote to give Qatar the World Cup, with Blatter stating, "The Qataris didn't give gifts to the people who were voting, they gave them to their countries." The tournament has also been mired in controversy over alleged human rights abuses of workers, with some estimating that as many as 6,500 migrant workers have died since Qatar was awarded the World Cup, but some state the figure could actually be far larger. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.